here for the President of the United States. But perhaps before we do this, we could bring in another guest this evening. We appreciate him joining us so very much. Stephen Zunes, Professor of Politics and Director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco. Professor, thank you, first of all, for joining us on short notice tonight.
No problem. I'm happy to contribute. I mean, this is certainly a very disturbing development, and it's important that your listeners, in addition to hearing whatever propaganda we're about to hear from the White House, can hear some other analysis as well.
Yeah. I'll apologize in advance as these things go. In live moments, we'll have to cut our discussion off as soon as the president takes the podium at the White House. We're waiting that right now. But leading up to that, set the stage a little bit in the context beyond just militarily. What for the lay people who doesn't understand the Middle East the way that you do? What does this mean for stabilization, or perhaps tonight, better put, destabilization of the entire Middle Eastern region, and how that impacts the world?
A number of areas. First of all, Iran is a fairly powerful country. I mean, they've been a regional power on and off for 2,500 years, so they don't like being pushed around and told what to do, like they're some kind of a banana republic or whatever. And they do have the capability of some level of retaliation, despite being outgunned, not just, of course, by the United States, but by Israel as well. And let's remember, there are 40,000 U.S. troops within a few hundred miles of Iran. There are Navy vessels right off the coast. They are all well within range, not just Iranian missiles, but of drones and other weaponry. Also, the risk of that the Persian Gulf itself could be closed to commercial traffic. That's where a good portion of the world's oil comes through. So the impact on not just oil prices, but the global economy as a whole is something to consider. And of course, there are also these proxy militia that the Iranians effectively control in Iraq, which could turn on U.S. troops there. So it could get out of hand in a hurry.
Yeah, absolutely. We're awaiting the President of the United States, Donald Trump, to address the nation from the White House after striking three nuclear targets in Iran about a couple of hours, 2 to 3 hours ago, as we await the president to come to the podium. Again, Professor Zunes, we heard from a number of countries. You probably have the number off the top of your head better than I. Several Middle Eastern countries.
Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people, and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight, and all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. Hopefully, we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope that's so. I also want to congratulate the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Raisin Kane, spectacular general, and all of the brilliant military minds involved in this attack. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill. Most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago. Tomorrow, General Kane, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth will have a press conference at 8 a.m. at the Pentagon. And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Todd, we can't hear you.
Apologies for that. Sometimes these live things, that's the way it goes. It was my fault for not having my mic on. That was President of the United States Donald Trump live from the White House on telling us much of what we had already known this evening, and that was the United States has already struck three different Iranian nuclear facilities deemed by the White House as quote-unquote successful. And for the first time, at least known, the so-called bunker-busting bombs were delivered by two bombers in the Middle East. And those planes are now, according to Trump and the White House and the Pentagon, in safe airspace and out of harm's way. Joining us to break this all down once again, as we did before the speech there, joining us live via StreamYard, we appreciate it, Professor of Politics and Director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco, Stephen Zunez. Professor Zunez, your thoughts initially from the president's remarks. I'm not sure you'd call it a speech, but remarks tonight.
Pretty facile, frankly, even by Trump standards. I mean, one can jump, of course, to the falsehoods that Iran was somehow responsible for 1,000 Americans being killed in Iraq. The vast majority of American casualties were from these Baathist and Sunni and other militia that were actually opposed by Iran. They were not a major factor in the casualties of American forces. I wrote about that some years ago when the Bush administration was pushing that line. And he tried to blame Iran for all sorts of, exaggerating their power. It kind of reminds me, of course, of during the Cold War. I mean, there are obviously very negative things about the Soviet system, just like there are about the Iranian system. But the claims that the Soviets were somehow behind every leftist revolution or every, a challenge to American hegemony was grossly exaggerated, and it certainly is the case here and regarding Iran. But what was most disturbing about what he said to me was he said that we're giving them the opportunity of peace, that is, surrender effectively, that is, to not respond to this unprovoked attack. And I can't imagine that Iran won't try to retaliate in some way. And assuming they do, whether it be against American ships in the Gulf or American forces and bases in Iraq, or missile attacks on American soldiers in Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates. I mean, we got troops all over the place there.
Right.
Obviously, he's making it very clear that we will respond to those. Now, this is not going to be like Iraq in terms of U.S. forces, being bogged down in a bloody counterinsurgency war. But this is not boom, 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 we're done, like he's implying here. Mm-hmm. This could be the beginning of a protracted conflict, and there will be American casualties, and there will be grossly disproportionate Iranian casualties, the majority of whom, as with the Israeli attacks, are likely to be civilians.
Professor Zunes, give us a sense. Not all of us, of course, are experts, and I would say probably a few Wisconsinites are in this part of the world in the Middle East. In your role as Director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco, help the layperson in Wisconsin, if you can, understand geographically about these targets, why they're strategic that the United States hit tonight, and why these people that might be a place like Saudi Arabia, who is generally considered an ally of the United States, joined in a very pointed letter against what happened earlier tonight.
Of course, I mean, virtually all our allies came out against the U.S. invasion of Iraq. That didn't stop us. They've come out against the unconditional support for Israel's ongoing slaughter in Gaza. That hasn't stopped us there either. We don't frankly care what they think. And this is really what this is about, frankly. It's about hegemony in the region. It's not about the nuclear program. If we wanted to get rid of the nuclear program, we would have pulled out of the Iranian nuclear deal. This is about exerting U.S. hegemony. It's basically saying what as the first President Bush said after the Gulf War, the lesson is what we say goes. And, you know, for a country that's had a 2,500-year history of being a major regional power, they don't like being pushed around like that. This is not going to make them more rational. This is going to, this is even opponents of the regime are already speaking out against the U.S.-backed Israeli war against them. And I imagine even in stronger now. So if the goal is regime change, it certainly set that back because, you know, people tend to rally around the flag when they're being bombed. So I think there's we may very likely see the beginnings of a protracted conflict. Now, these three sites, they're in the heart of the country. Some of them are near major population centers. So there's a concern of what if these cause some kind of radiation leaks. I mean, this would be this could be the equivalent of a core meltdown of a nuclear power plant. And we've seen the damage that could do in places like Chernobyl and Fukushima. And so there's, and even if we don't have a full scale a release of radiation on that on that scale, there are certain other pretty dangerous chemicals that are part of the uranium reprocessing system that are very likely in the atmosphere. So you know, this could be a major environmental disaster as well, and people are going to die.
You're listening to a special Civic Media News report at this hour. It's 12 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock across the state of Wisconsin. As we react to the comments, we'll call it, of President Donald J. Trump, who addressed the nation about 5 to 10 minutes ago on the fact that the United States launched strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities earlier this evening. And President Trump has said that all of the planes, predominantly B-2s, that were used in these so-called defense buster bombs was a success. And the American forces are safe for now. We're talking about the reaction of this with Stephen Zunes. He is a professor of politics and director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco. He joins us via StreamYard. Stay tuned. We're going to get back to our regular programming and Max Inc. Radio in just a moment. But first of all, Professor, tell us a little bit about the pretext for this. Iran has been, you know, quote unquote, close to developing nuclear bomb for quite some time. You heard, you know, when Donald Trump was out of power, he was saying that it was former President Obama who was going to, quote unquote, get us into war. Now it turns out that when he's back in the White House, it was actually Trump who okays the bombing tonight. One of the Trump administration's claimed that Iran could produce these weapons within weeks, as they said.
That's utterly nonsense, and it's directly contrary to the intelligence reports from his own administration. This line that they're within a very short time developing nuclear bombing. Netanyahu was saying that back in the 1990s. it's been a running joke actually that Iran is within a few weeks of developing a bomb. It's a lot more than that. There's no indication that they want to go in that direction. Since Trump pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, they've not been limited in terms of the reprocessing. So they have developed isotopes to a point, you know, where they could, again, go in that direction, within a couple of years if they wanted to. But the idea that this is some kind of an imminent threat that required a military action at this time is nonsense. I mean, not just because they could simply go back to the Iran nuclear deal, but that they, even without that, you know, they're some time away from it. Then there's the whole question: what if they do get a nuclear weapon? I mean, the Russians have thousands of nuclear weapons, and we say, you know, don't worry about it. We have a nuclear deterrent. Israel has a nuclear deterrent. The idea that they would, you know, have some kind of suicidal first strike against Israel is nuts. What we don't want is to have a nuclear deterrent that would prevent the United States and Israel from invading and bombing and doing whatever they want in the region. So really, this is really this is not about protecting Israel or protecting the United States from a nuclear threat.
Well, I think to your earlier point, Professor, even Tulsi Gabbard, the president's own national intelligence director, has come out in recent days and say, no, this really isn't as imminent as you might think. You have the president of the United States undercutting his own director of national intelligence. This has given some consternation in Washington.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Though he could have done what Bush did and basically rewrote the intelligence to fit his narrative. But this is this does underscore that this was not a strategic decision at all. It was a political decision, and it'll be very interesting to see how the Democratic leadership in Congress reacts. I mean, polls show less than 10% of less than 25% of Americans, less than 10% of Democrats supported military action. Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader, and Jeffries, a House Democratic leader, as well as a number of prominent senators, Fetterman, Schiff, Rosen, others, are defending what Israel did, saying what Israel did was in self-defense, and we can't let Iran get a nuclear weapon, and not even mentioning going back to the original nuclear deal. So there does seem to be this bipartisan consensus on certain levels that rejects the traditional non-proliferation, which through diplomacy, to a kind of counter-proliferation where we have a kind of nuclear apartheid we can impose on various parts of the world, saying we can say who has, Iran and Israel and Pakistan and India can have nuclear weapons, but we won't even allow Iran to have a nuclear program that simply has the potential of weaponization.
Stephen Zunes, professor of politics and director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco. Just a couple of minutes, we have to wrap this up, but very quickly, if we can, I want to get your perspective on two things. Already, AOC saying tonight, quote unquote, is absolutely and clearly grounds for impeachment, unquote, of Trump tonight. You mentioned this earlier. You have people like the Democratic leader of the House, Hakeem Jeffries, seemingly tangentially sanctioning what Trump did earlier tonight with these Iranian strikes. And you have the progressive left calling this out and saying this is grounds for impeachment. That's the first part of it. Secondly, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what should Americans, what should Wisconsinites be looking for, watching for in the next 12 to 24 hours?
Well, domestically, again, we'll see what the reaction is from Congress. And of course, there are Republican opponents as well, because remember, Trump got the nomination in 2016 and defeated Hillary Clinton that same year on the grounds that he opposed wars like Iraq that his Republican opponents and his Democratic opponent supported. And indeed, even during his campaign this past fall, he said the Democrats are the party of endless Middle Eastern wars. I'm the candidate for peace. And so that was a key factor in getting white working class voters in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Ohio, in the northern swing states, to switch from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party, because it was their sons and daughters who were fighting and dying in these wars. So there's going to no doubt be going to be some pushbacks within the MAGA crowd to some degree. At the same time, they are notorious for rallying around Trump, whatever he does. So it probably won't be a huge backlash, but it'll certainly be room for debate. So it'll be interesting to see how things are transpire in Washington. But the bigger question, what's going to happen in the Middle East, again, will be depending on the extent of the ineffectiveness of the Iranian retaliation, how many Americans are killed, how Trump will respond. And because I think really the pro-war versus anti-war debate, unfortunately, is not going to come down to, you know, what's legal or what's strategic, what's rational, but it does simply comes down to American casualties. And so I think that will be and how long a war goes on. So I think that is really the big question right now.
We're hearing already tonight that the Democrats in the House and the Senate on the Intelligence Committee in particular saying they were not briefed before the attacks tonight, per sources being reported. Professor Zunes, anything I have not asked you tonight you think is critical in the situation right now for our listeners across Wisconsin?
I think one thing to emphasize is this was not done on behalf of Israel. I mean, obviously, Israel and its supporters here in the United States are important allies for the United States in its regional policies. But the United States has been going after Iran for many, many years, simply because it goes back to the whole the Bush administration's national security strategy in 2002. We're very clear we would not allow for the emergence of any regional rival that would get in the way of our prerogatives in important strategic areas like the Middle East. I really think this confrontation would have happened, you know, regardless of Netanyahu, regardless of AIPAC, this is really first and foremost about hegemony. I mean, just think about how obsessed we've been with Cuba all these decades, and with Nicaragua under the Sandinistas in the 80s. I mean, these are very poor countries, but they did not accept American hegemony, and that's what made them the enemy. And similarly, that's what Iran, this is the situation with Iran, against a horrible regime. I've been an outspoken critic of it. I've worked closely with these brave dissidents who have been challenging it, and people who've been died and tortured and exiled and everything. But so there's no excuses for the regime. But given some of the regimes we support in that part of the world, the Saudis, the Egyptians, the Moroccans, the Emiratis, et cetera, you know, this is certainly not about human rights or anything like that either. Yeah. You know, this is an assertion of empire and effect. And we've seen when we've done that before, the consequences have been pretty awful.
Stephen Zunes, Professor of Politics and Director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco. We thank you for your time tonight, Professor. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe, and we'll hope to have you back soon.
My pleasure.
Stephen Zunes joining us live via StreamYard at the University of San Francisco. Again, to recap tonight, the United States has launched strikes on 3 Iranian nuclear facilities. President Trump said earlier tonight, we have completed a very successful attack on the 3 nuclear sites in Iran, including the 3 locations being named there on his Truth Social tonight. According to the president, quote, all planes are now outside of Iran airspace. A full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site, Fordo. All planes are safely on their way home. He marks his congratulations to, as he says, our great American warriors, unquote. The president has spoken, and that is going to wrap up our coverage tonight. We're going to rejoin our friends at Max Inc. Radio, a regular programming along the network. But keep it here. This is going to be fluid as we anticipate the next 12 to 24 hours. Civic Media News, along with our partners at ABC and CBS, will be here to keep you informed as the evening goes along. For now, for Civic Media News, for all of our colleagues along the way, including all the people that help make this possible, we appreciate the broadcast. And stay with us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
watch it grow. Might die on the vine, you know. Sometimes you gotta thin the crop. Run her over with your car. Another fallen shooting star. Never quite made it to the top. Another time, another day.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Redefining Boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences, find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mm-hmm. shaking out the salt and pepper hair. The party stops, all eyes are on this well-seasoned pair. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? You recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary. They are the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night. Say,
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
They're not here to make you beans and rice. They came out to spice up the night. Their style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, the fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day, legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
Hey!
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you gotta rent her, but chucks. So you know she's faster in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. Makes you drink coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
Yeah.
to know, to hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable, instead of running red beneath my claws.
Porky's Groove Machine brought us back from break here on Mag Sync Radio. They're live on 9/11 at the Boogie Down 2025 in Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Pack a bag, maybe even a tent. Head up to Boogie Down and you get to see a rare live showing of those Porky Groove Machine. We also heard from Amelia Ford, who has many shows lined up for the summer. I think I'm going to go up to Green Bay and see her on 7/14. More information is out there. Type in, you know, Mag Sync Radio. The connections we made together and local sounds and live shows are powered this half hour by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. That's 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu of all the upcoming events as well as their delicious food at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Alex White and Friends now on Mag Sync Radio. So I don't care.
wanna get up and say enough is enough. Plastic lake, just looking out on the dream of another day. Dip, chip, flipping and sizzle saute. Who is the hunter and who is the prey? Soar through the air, but everybody beware. It's a fast drop from the top of the zip on the sphere. Span the bridges of time, space, replace the bad feelings with a better mind state. Radiate to brighter days, and if we have any luck, then our glasses be raised and give thanks. We'll save us some unknown grace. Beats quake, the city street speakers with bass. I don't care what they say. Haters gonna hate, and players gonna play.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Us a thing, and
That was Seesaw on Mags Inc. Radio. The After Hour Show is right around the corner, and this week the theme is more of the winners of the MAMA Awards, and we will pepper in even a couple things from Atwood Fest that's coming up in this July. Keep that radio on and follow us on the social media things so we can keep you connected to all the music that is local, that is in Wisconsin. Kathy Couture now, and Vacation. Man, I need one of those. You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio.
I know I'm still me, but I don't feel the same. Taking long walks and eating good food, dancing to the blues and feeling so good. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells, feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile. Haven't felt this good in quite a while. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than. Get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you instead of pine, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet, all the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Better than staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation.
Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
That that's going to do it for us here on Max Inc. Radio. Next up is a super handsome host. And make sure you use that Civic Media app and connect with him. Send him lots of messages. After all, we can't have him falling asleep on the couch again. It's the After Hour Show of Max Inc. Radio. After this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bye. lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, how can you look me in the eyes and bend reality at your whim? Straddle the line between the life you lead and the fantasy that you're in. It's such a subversive form of abuse. Oh, you never trust me with the truth. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, the shackles of alibis and cover-ups will bind and weigh you down. They say that the cold heart truth set you free from the web you've woven around. Learn how it feels to tell it straight. Oh, oh, throw down your chips and raise the stakes. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh, they're just little lies. Oh,
cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm David Packer. President Trump addressed the nation tonight following his ordering a U.S. strike on Iran.
Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
The president explaining the mission.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror.
The Trump announced that the U.S. targeted three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordo, the facility buried deep underground in a mountain. In an address to his nation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Congratulations, President Trump.
your bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history.
Sources telling us that the Israeli security cabinet gathered in an underground bunker before the strike. This is ABC News.